Senator Chris Murphy declared an active voter in home state of Connecticut. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 1, 2019. The November absentee ballot cast by Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, D, was not counted, because he was declared an inactive voter since he sold his home in the state. CT News Junkie reported Murphy actually moved with his family from Connecticut to Washington, D.C., soon after his election to the Senate. In September, Murphy sold his Cheshire home and then registered to vote in Old Lyme, where his parents own a house in the seasonal community. CT News Junkie continued. Kathy Carter, the Republican Registrar of Voters in Old Lyme, said Monday that they sent Murphy a notice asking him to confirm his voter application after he registered to vote in September. But the notice was returned by the U.S. Postal Service and there was no forwarding phone number or contact information on the card. There is a space on the voter registration card to indicate you want communications from the registrars to be sent to another address. Carter held up a folder at least 3 inches thick of voters who were moved to the inactive voter list this year for failing to respond to the notice. In November's local elections, Republicans won all the seats on the Council and the Board of Education in Old Lyme. "It's discouraging my vote didn't end up counting," Murphy told CT News Junkie, after his registration was returned to the active voter list. "I've learned a lot about active and inactive voters." According to the report, Murphy said he continues to search for a Connecticut home in the greater Hartford area, and that, when he finds one, he now knows how to register to vote to ensure his vote will be counted. Nancy Wyman, chairwoman of the Democrat Party, defended Murphy. "The senator has a young, growing family and they are moving to be closer to family here in Connecticut," she said. "At the same time, he has been working nonstop on vital issues in Washington. Sometimes things fall through the cracks and I'm sure he will straighten this out."